Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Give me that lug wrench. The lug nuts are loose. Got to get the open sign up here real quick. On air. Oh, yeah. We got an on air sign mounted on a wheel with lug studs and, of course, lug nuts. We're live. Thanks for being here, folks. Good to be with you every week here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You are listening to Auto World right here from the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio. My favorite Dodge Viper chair back in it. Looking good, smelling like a little bit of grease. Microphone temperature right now is 115 degrees. That's the track temperature here at our NASCAR track. 'Tis the season for NASCAR. Going to have a lot of fun. They're racing in Sonoma here this weekend and having a good time doing it, going around the corners and going into the dirt. That's what I'm talking about. Having fun. That's what it's about. Drive to be driven. Driven to be driven? Drived? I don't know if that's even a word. Yeah, what's this? Driving on a parkway and parking a driveway? Boy, oh boy, I don't know. All I know is I like to turn the key, push the button, and go. Of course, if you've got an EV, you're plugging it in and still pushing the go pedal, aren't you? Today here on Auto World, we've got a traffic jam, which equals RoboTaxi, coming up right here on Auto World. Also, it's here, the TX. Wait till you hear about this one, the TX. We have a picture up there on our Facebook page. Go over and take a look at that TX, huh? Oh, he's a big boy right there. Our Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans. And also Auto World Radio. Instagram is Auto World Media. I welcome you to all go there and take a look and check it out and follow us. And thank you for following us. And again, Facebook, they'll let us have 5,000 of our friends. Thank you. I appreciate that you're there with us. But we need to max that thing out to 100,000, but they won't let us have it. Anyway, friend us anyway. Please do get on the list. And if someone drops off, we'll go ahead and get you friended and get you into the fun of it all right there on Facebook. But you're all welcome to head over there, take a look at the photos, and take a look to see what we're doing over there. Today on Auto World Now, we're going to do some Auto World trivia. We're going to take your emails live at Auto World Radio. At yahoo.com, Auto World Radio, that's one word, all lowercase, Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. Our phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. Look forward to your phone calls and look forward to your emails. Now, again, a little housekeeping. I want to let everyone know that we have a lot of Auto World, great Auto World affiliates, radio stations taking Auto World, and I do appreciate that. 1 hour, 2 hour, and all 3 hours. Also on certain days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. So if I'm shouting out the number to you. Well, I'm not really shouting it. I'm just saying it, 855-660-4261. And you don't get an answer. That means you're on a delayed station. And I just wanted to let you know that I still welcome. Please be involved. Answer the trivia questions I throw out there to you. Be involved with emails, and that's how you get in touch with me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, because I like to be in L.A. in the middle of the day at lunchtime. Absolutely. We're coast-to-coast, worldwide, because of the Internet. All you folks over there, I'm getting a lot of Australia. Thank you. Appreciate it. All the great comments and stuff, you folks over there. I do appreciate that. So let's get going here. This hour, yes, we are going to have an AW reminder again. As soon as I get my voice cleared out here. AW reminder. We're going to have the TX traffic jam. But let's start it off with a trivia. A little bit of a trivia. Marquette. Back in 1913, Marquette was literally built only for 1 year, folks. Only 1 year. By Buick Motor Company. Right there in Flint, Michigan. Of course, Buick was a division of General Motors Company even back then. It had a six-cylinder L-head engine. Oh, yeah, 212.8 CID, cubic inch displacement. Big old motor in her. Yep. It had a whole 67 and a half horsepower, and that was if it got up to 3,000 RPM. Now, if you think about that, oh, by the way, it had a Marvel carburetor. There's a Delco Remy ignition in it. Delco Remy's been around forever. General Motors, that is, absolutely. But think about that. Only 67.5 horsepower if the motor was turning 3,000 revolutions per minute. Wowza. My lawnmower turns, I think, 1,000 RPMs, revolutions per minute, for 110 horsepower just to cut grass. Things have changed. Do you buy an automobile, new or used, on horsepower or torque or the stats? One thing I want to remind you of here on Auto World today, we're going to go ahead and we're going up to the top of the list. Dougie, the five-stick drummer, he is finally here. And he's got his sticks ready to play the drum roll for us. That'll be later coming up on this hour. And that is because we're going to go to the top of the list, which vehicles have the most and least number of lifetime recalls. I've shared with you the whole entire list, the first, second, now the third hour. We're going up to the top of the list. And this is the reason why you want to tune into the third hour. Thank you for tuning in. Absolutely. So we're going to share that with you. And this is over a 30-year period of time that they've figured it out that you're going to, you know, see. I'm going to share with you this hour not only the most recalls on manufacturers and models, the least amount of recalls on manufacturers and models, but I'm going to give you how many they actually stated that they're going to have. It's quite high on some of them, quite low on the most, the ones that don't have any recalls coming your way. So, with that, excuse me. Let's get to it. The TX. The TX. It's a three-row luxury vehicle, the first ever for Lexus. The Lexus TX. This is a 2024 Lexus TX, folks. It's literally completely changed the look for Lexus. It has a three-row legroom and generous cargo space of 20.1 cubic feet behind the third row. What I'm saying numbers here for is because a lot of you said and have been complaining to these manufacturers that we need more room. We want more room. We're tired having our knees up to our cheeks while sitting in the third row. And we need more room. So a lot of you go out and buy the Suburbans and Ford Expeditions. Well, these companies are listening to you. 20.1 cubic feet behind the third row. It's the Lexus first ever, the TX. Two electrified powertrain options. It has a plug-in hybrid combined with a powerful V6 engine and a high-performance 2.4-liter turbocharged hybrid available exclusively as an F-Sport performance model. It has an enhanced Lexus driving signature fundamentals provide a smooth, exhilarating drive. Hang on. First ever, first Lexus vehicle to be assembled at the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Plant. Guess where? Indiana. Congratulations, Indiana folks. Appreciate it, Lexus. Right there in the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Plant in Indiana. It has a Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0 and a Lexus Interface Multimedia System with standard 14-inch touchscreen. The touchscreens just keep getting bigger and bigger. This new first-ever Lexus TX has a spindle design, aerodynamic handling, and vehicle stability. Is that a lot of mechanical jargon words? Well, it is the truth. Now, the TX will be a 2024. Will be offered in four grades: the standard, the premium, luxury, and the F-Sport performance. Now, the vehicle's driving performance is realized through a wide, grounded stance, accented by 20-inch wheels, folks, for standard, premium, and luxury grades. We're going to take a short break. We come back. Well, we're going to be talking about, 22-inch wheels. And I have some more stats for you. Yep, more numbers. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I said, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down.
Got to be careful when you're smoking in your car. Well, the ashtrays are no longer there in the cars, are they? Well, some still do have. A little trivia for us. Buick It's been around a few days, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Do you own a Buick? Are you looking at buying a new Buick? Well, a plumber, inventor, and manufacturer built his first car in 1900. He was a plumber, inventor, and a manufacturer. He did this in 1900. His name is David A. Buick. That Lexus TX. Are you familiar with Lexus brand? I hope you are. If not, you might want to go down and test drive one. I've got some numbers for you here and models. We're talking about the TX. The Lexus TX, a 2024 model. It's a three-row luxury vehicle, but they've given you a little more luxury in the three-row, and they've got 20.1 cubic inches behind the third row. A lot of you are saying, well, no, I need to know the stats. Give me some stats. I got some stats for you, folks. There's three models. The TX350, the TX500H, the TX500H+. What's the difference? Well, the TX350... 2.4 liter gas, all gas. It's a front-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive. Horsepower, it's got 275 horsepower under the bonnet. The TX500H, it's a 2.4 liter hybrid electric vehicle. It's direct four and all-wheel drive. The TX500 550H Plus is the third model. 3.5 liter with a V6 plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. It has the direct four all-wheel drive with 406 horsepower. So what we're really, really interested in is what? Okay. The fuel economy. The manufacturer's estimated MPGs on all three models. The TX350, the Lexus, the 2024 Lexus TX, has 21 miles to the gallon. The Lexus 2024 TX500H has 24 miles per gallon. And now we get to the TX550H, and it gets 30 miles per gallon, 33 miles EV range on it. Are you impressed? You might be, you might not be. But that is your first ever Lexus 2024 TX model. They keep changing it up, but this one is built in the United States of America. Congratulations. Appreciate you doing that. Absolutely. Got some friends that have the Lexus, and they're enjoying them. They like them. And it seems like they're not leaving the brand. They're staying with that brand, which is awesome. That's what it's all about. What you enjoy is what you like and what you should stay with. These car manufacturers have a lot of work to do to get you and or I, your friend, your relatives, to swap and change different brands. What does it take to get you to go try a different brand? I think it's all based upon how your intake is through those 2 years of what people tell you about problems they have with those automobiles, whatever brand they have. So coming up on Auto World, I'm going to go up to the top of the list. We got the Juggy, the five-stick Delahaye drummer here. Drummer. Sorry, Dougie. He's going to play the number one we've got for you. Which vehicles have the most and least number of lifetime recalls? But right now, this car manufacturer, they're literally throwing $500 million on top of $31 billion, and it's all for three letters. General Motors is doing it. They announced this last week, plans to invest more than $500 million in the Arlington assembly. For what? To prepare the plant for production of the future internal combustion engine, ICE, I-C-E, for the full-size SUV, three letters, SUVs. Decisions have been made. The local governments right there have said go for it. The investment will enable the company General Motors to strengthen its industrial leading full-size SUV business to take over the other brands that are out there competing with them. In the ICE, I said it, the internal combustion engine. Now, that announcement brings General Motors, United States manufacturing and parts distribution facilities, folks, the investment commitments to more than $31 billion since 2013, all around the three letters, ICE, I-C-E, internal combustion engine, for an SUV. That's some major money. Now, the Arlington Assembly Plants, there, the few folks that work there, thank you and congratulations. That means job security. They're going to be building full-size SUVs with that money. Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburbans, GMC Yukon and the Yukon XL, and the Cadillac Escalade. The Escalade ESV and the Escalade V. Helping, of course, General Motors lead the industry to the segment in the SUV category for over 48 straight years. They did it. SUV. Now, the Cadillac Escalade has led the full-size luxury SUV segment for the ninth straight year in the United States. I see a ton of them around here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting in the Auto World Plaza. Got friends that have them. They love them. Now, the Chevrolet Tahoe was the best-selling full-size SUV in 2022 and did add a trophy case by ranked by beginning ranking first in the large SUV category in the J.D. Power U.S. Initial Quality Study, too. Now, the GMC Yukon, the brand's flagship nameplate, we are professional grade, is their logo, model, continues to see growth in the mainstream full-size SUV segment, outperforming the segment itself. The segment average, that is. Now, the Yukon Denali Ultimate Trim also tied for first in the J.D. Power Customer Satisfaction rating of the top large SUVs in that category. So what this is telling me is that you folks like these vehicles. These vehicles are working for you. And this is how you and I decide to know what to maybe buy and get rid of that other anchor that's in the... that rock, that metal rock sitting there next to that GMC that you just purchased. Congratulations. Another $500 million in the Arlington Assembly Plant in the United States of America. Under internal combustion engines. I know, General Motors, they're doing EVs too. They're doing the EV Silverado that's out and going. They're going to be plugged in. I just talked about the first hour about General Motors backing up to Tesla supercharger sticks. But they're also very serious, aren't they? By putting, another $500 million with $31 billion since 2013? Now that's a pile of cash. Email coming your way.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. A tanker fire on Interstate 95 in Philadelphia Sunday caused the roadway to collapse. It's expected to take several months to fix. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says painting his former boss as the victim in the classified documents case is, quote, ridiculous. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Barr disagreed with claims by former President Trump and many Republicans that the Department of Justice's 37-count indictment is politically motivated. An attorney for Trump says she would never advise him to accept a plea deal in his federal indictment. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Haba, who is not representing Trump in the case, said she could never imagine Trump accepting a deal. A record-setting 23rd Grand Slam title is Novak Djokovic's after taking the French Open title in Paris on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hit the Ugahorn. Let's get into the email bag. Climb in here and see if I can't find one and wrinkle all these others up. There you go, Eddie. I got a couple of them that are wrinkled there for you. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, I got a good email here, looks like. Yeah, I do. Pretty long. Actually, awesome. Awesome email. Okay. Email for this half hour. Looks like we've got... Yes, I can read it on the air. So I just want to make sure. The address, again, folks, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put that on there, and I will not read it. And I want to make sure, just like I did this one, that I can read it. And if you want to change your name, go for it and change whatever you'd like to do, you know, and go for it. I'll just read the name you give me, even your nickname. I appreciate it. Okay, here we go. Mark, awesome show. Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Listen on... AM 1370. Awesome. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Just purchased a used Cadillac from the dealer. Looks good inside and out. I trusted them, so I didn't take it for a test drive. Been driving it around town now for about a month now and finally had a chance to let her loose on a road trip. Our first hill we went down, slowed up around the corner, and man, did I have some shaking going on. I was traveling about 75 miles an hour when I applied the brake. Do you think it's a brake problem or something with my, with my suspension? Thanks for being here, Chad, in Redding, California. Awesome. I was thinking AM 1370. Yeah, Redding, California. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout-out first off. There it is for one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Redding, California, and that would be KRAC AM 1370, Red Bluff, Singleton, Cottonwood, and Redding, California, and everyone in between and around. Thank you. Appreciate it, Chad, for bringing us into Redding here this weekend. Auto World, that is. And we're going to fix you and your thing. Great question, Chad. Awesome question. And what this is you're shaking going at a high speed, especially going downhill. Two things. It's not your suspension. It's your warped rotors on the front of your Cadillac. They're warped. That means it's like a vinyl record, putting a needle down the arm on there to listen to your old vinyl Led Zeppelin or whatever you might, Glenn Miller even. Yes, Glenn Miller record. If the record's been sitting in the heat, it's warped. It's wobble, 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 wobble. That's what your front disc brake rotors are doing, which causes the whole front end and back end to just shake the living daylights out of you, even on a Cadillac, Chad. So, now, the thing is, I want you to, you don't, driving around town, and this is for everybody, that's why I love going into the email bag, because going around town at 30, 35, and you're slowing up and stopping, or 40, 45, you're slowing up and stopping, and there's people in front of you, you never really get the rotors go spinning fast enough in order to show the brake, this brake pads that you're squeezing with your brake pedal, by the way, to get them to wobble. Weebles wobble, but they fall, okay. So your whole front end really doesn't get going fast enough, the rotors, to cause the wobble, causing you to feel it in your brake pedal and the whole front end, like Chad's got here on his Cadillac. So how to fix that, Chad? Very simple. You just need a full front brake service. I want the rotors replaced. Depends on how many miles you have on it. On the calipers. Rotors, though, for sure, and brand new disc brake pads. No one ever put new disc brake pads on old rotors. They fit in there just like a new pair of shoes. Your foot molds to the new pair of shoes, and you feel good, and your back feels good. Don't. No. So what I'm saying here is that you want to have new. You don't want new pads trying to form into old rotors. You're still going to have a shake. So, Chad, new rotors, new pads, period. Brake fluid flush. Bleed it. You're good. No more shaking. And the thing is on the brake calipers, on that Cadillac, because Cadillacs got a little weight to them, I want you to replace the calipers complete. Most tire brake places automatically throw that in there in the bid. If you've got 95,000 miles or over, Chad, on there, yes, I want the disc brake calipers replaced, I want the rotors replaced, and I want the disc brake pads replaced. And then they're going to do a brake fluid flush. Brake fluid, folks, is an oil. And it's getting hot at the calipers, front and rear of your car, and it's cooking that brake fluid like an oil, and it breaks down on you. It's going to break down and turn into a goo, and then, oh, yes, Chad, you're going down that mountain road or around that corner at 75, 85 miles an hour, and you don't have a brake pedal then, because the brake fluid isn't a thin liquid. It's a goo. It will not push the disc brake caliper piston out for you to have brakes. So that's why we want to do brake fluid flushes. Dot four, please. Synthetic brake fluid. And that's with all of you other folks that are listening from coast to coast. Go synthetic. It's a better oil. And not only for your engine, but for your brakes. And also, go synthetic for your automatic transmissions. It just gives you peace of mind. It makes it work easier. You get better horsepower, more torque, and more fuel economy. I can go farther. Hey, thanks, Chad. I appreciate it. So here's my address. Send me back an address so I can send out a great little parting gift here from Auto World. Right there in Redding, California. My address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate it. Thanks for getting involved and letting everybody know that, oh, by the way, if you do not get that thing to stop shaking by replacing your brakes, sooner or later you will have a suspension problem. When you get things shaking, not only are you going to have suspension problems, your tire rod ends are just going to just take a bath on you. Now you're going to have worn out tires. Hey, those aren't cheap, are they? No, those aren't cheap at all. Those tires, tire rod ends, they can't hold up to that shaking. So then they get loose. Tires are all over the road. Next thing you know, you got, how come my car is all over the road? Because the tire rod ends are worn out because the disc brake rotors were warped. Meanwhile, all the nuts and the bolts become loose. It just goes on and on. Again, we only have an hour here, folks. Just a simple little brake job fixes everything. Okay. And with that, who loves a traffic jam? Raise your hand. Come on. Six rows here in the Auto World Plaza. Everybody raise your hand. Do you like a traffic jam? Jim? No one likes a traffic jam. Huh. No one. That's right. Who wants to spend their time in a traffic jam? Well, guess what? The robo-taxi causes a traffic jam after attempting to drive through a construction site. A robo-taxi. Yep, no one driving. A driverless. Robo-taxis are fairly, well, commonplace anymore in the big cities. You folks that live in the big cities know that. It's a standard part of the society today. Unfortunately for all of us, reality sometimes just doesn't work. Dang it. Sometimes the autonomous robo-taxi service sounds very cool, but, well, it didn't work this time. Recently, a robo-taxi, a driverless Chevrolet Bolt, B-O-L-T, under General Motors Cruise robo-taxi service, was spotted experiencing a bit of trouble while attempting to drive through an intersection that was under construction in downtown San Francisco. Yep, because the Bolt failed to recognize that the road it wanted to drive down was closed off, it found itself stuck in the middle of the intersection there in San Francisco, causing additional stress to the construction workers, wondering what to do with the thing, and the passenger and, of course, the other nearby drivers were blocking traffic. The horns were a-honking. Yep. It's not the first time a robo-taxi, I guess, caused a bit of trouble on public roads. What made it happen was particularly interesting to another gentleman, Elon Musk. He owns Tesla. He decided to chime in on the video shared on Twitter about this car doing this, and he retweeted that our cars do not do that, and our driverless system is going to be generalized, and autonomy, the system's going to work correctly. It's going to be 100 times better. It won't happen. Watch out for those robo-taxis. It didn't work this time. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, oh, I've got that. We're going to the top of the list. Get ready. Which vehicles have the most and least number of lifetime recalls?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Break rotors. She was shaking. Yeah. Oh, I need to get into the brake shop and get some disc brake rotors replaced. Hey, good to be back with you. Thanks for joining me. Every week, that is. Thank you. I'm honored and proud to be behind the silver microphone for you every week. I've got a name for you folks. A name that you might not have ever heard of. I know a lot of us do a lot of reading. The .com, of course, the internet world that we're all in. We're constantly reading and learning. Well, this is Auto World, so I want to share a name with you. Brian Steamer. Do you know that name, Brian Steamer? Maybe not. Why? Well, because Brian Steamer Motors. Brian Steamer made a car back in 1918 all the way through 1923. Yes, he named it after himself, Brian Steamer Motors. The Brian Steamer car, made in Peru, Indiana, and he only made touring cars only. That was it. Brian Steamer. I've always wondered about that. How would a would you buy a Mark Evans car? Okay, I promise you there might be a warranty. And it might go about 400 miles. No, it'd go farther than that. Okay, it is time. Dougie, the 5-stick Delahaye drummer, are you ready? He's shaking his head. Cool. He's got his drumsticks ready. We are now going to, before the garage door goes down here on this hour of Auto World, which vehicles have the most and least number of lifetime recalls? We're going to the top of the list. Let's start with the most recalls. Let's do that. So, with that, get ready, Dougie. This study shows, folks, which vehicles have the most and least number of lifetime recalls. This is based upon a expected 30-year lifetime of these vehicles. We've gone up the list, first, second, and now third hour, the 25 models with the most recalls, and let's do it. So this is the most recalls. I believe we stopped at number 5, which was the Tesla Model S. Number 4 with the most is the Tesla Model X with 27.3 expected. Number 3, Tesla Model 3 with 56.8 amount of recalls. Number 2 is the Porsche Panamera, 61.8. I think I just butchered the name. 61.8 out of the Porsche. Dougie, let me hear that drum roll, please, for the number 1. with the most recalls for the next 30 years. Thank you, Dougie. You did good. I tell you, you've got the symbol in there for me. So the number one goes to the ranking number one, according to IC Cars. The study shows the most number of lifetime recalls goes to Tesla Model Y. Tesla Model Y. The expected 30-year lifetime recalls is going to be 62.4. Oh, boy. Let's go to the least amount. I had 33 models for you with the least amount of recalls for the next 30-year lifetime recalls. Let's get Dougie ready with the drums again. We stopped at number 7. We stopped at number 6. We stopped at number 5. Let's go to number 4. Mercedes-Benz, a CLA. 0.5. They're not even going to have a recall. Number 3 on the list of the least amount of recalls of the lifetime of the vehicle is the Lincoln MKZ Hybrid, 0.5, folks, 0.5. Number 2 on the list of the least amount of 30-year expected lifetime recalls is, number 2, the Lexus NX300H Hybrid is what that stands for, 0.3. Who could beat that? Come on. Well, the number 1 slot goes to... Let's get Dougie involved with his drumsticks again. The number 1 slot would go to... Drum roll, please. Oh, Dougie, good job. Thank you. The number 1 slot for the vehicle, folks, with the least amount of recalls expected in the next 30 years. The number 1 slot is the Mini Convertible 0.2. Period. 0.2. What are they? One recall. How do you get 0.2? They cut it in half. No, that's not even half. Congratulations, Mini. I think I just sold some Mini convertibles right there. Whew. That is for the next 30-year life expectancy of the vehicle. Lifetime recalls the least amount. So, again, folks, we had 33 of them. The overall rating from the 33 of the whole entire list is literally just 4.0. That's it. 4.0. That's the average. And we don't even want to talk about the most because it was 62.4 on the most all the way down to 10 recalls. I want you to think about that before the garage door goes down this hour of Auto World, and think about that when you maybe want to purchase an automobile. It means a lot. I mean, you don't really want to, you know, sit in the dealership, do you, and wait for the part to be delivered and put on and all that? No, you do not. Now, with that, I have for you an hourglass, a time hourglass, because your customer wait times are shrinking as the F-150 Ford Lightning XLT production scales up. No reservation needed for retail orders now. What? Yeah. Ford is on track to increase production of the all-new F-150 Lightning at the Electric Vehicle Center this fall to reduce customer wait times. See? Your time is shrinking. The high demand of the F-150 Lightning XLT model gains the largest initial production increase with new retail orders made daily, estimated to deliver as early as September. So they've ramped up their production, folks, and that means one thing. Not only is no reservations needed. Yeah, you can get that F-150 Lightning right away. Now I want to give you what you can order. You can order exactly the F-150 Lightning that you want from your local Ford dealerships online at Ford.com or go in the store, the dealer, the F-150 Lightning XLT. Now here's the starting price, the MSRP on that. Starting price is $64,474. Now, it's delivered, here's the range. It delivers about EPA, estimated range, about 240 miles, period. But it does light up your house, you know, if your power goes out. Available extended range battery has an estimated range of 320 miles. 580 horsepower, starting at $78,874. And that is the top line XLT with all the creature features. Now remember, though, the F-150 Lightning XLT, with standard range battery and most configurations for extended range battery, it is eligible for the $7,500 in potential federal tax credits. So, if we take the $78,874 and take $7,500 off of it, well, you do the math. My calculator's broke anyway. Hey, I want to thank all of you for being here today. Absolutely. I think I'm losing my voice, but not yet.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week, average. Average is the word this week. Are you an average buyer? Do you look for the average price? Do you say, hey, I wonder what the average price is of that? Average. We all buy, don't we? Before you buy, look for the average price, which will then save you money. Average price coast to coast, as we are here at Auto World. Once you deliver the average price that you hunt for to show that car dealer, used car and or new dealer, you'll get a better buy. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.